Nath, on July 3rd, 2021, Ryan Wiggins suffered a near-fatal spinal injury which left him a quadriplegic. The Tasmanian community rallied around him and has collectively raised... Now, I'm not sure if this is the true totals. I know so many people did so many different fundraisers.
Huge, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, we had big Jackie Rewalt on the show, the Ride for Ryan, all that sort of stuff. We did the golf day at the Royal Hobart. I think it was around 300,000. It could be more. But please welcome to the show, and for the first interview... He has done. We absolutely love this bloke. Please welcome Ryan Wiggo Wiggins.
Wiggo, welcome, buddy.
How you doing?
Mate, I guess first things first. Now, I mean, we are so stoked that you've picked us to come on the show. How are you and where are you?
Yeah, so I'm up on the Gold Coast at the moment for 6 weeks just of intensive rehab, which has been really good.
Yeah. Now, I mean, can you tell us about the rehab centre up there? It's incredible, I believe, the work that you guys do. And I mean, when you found out that you were able to go there, how did that feel?
Yeah. So initially, once coming out of hospital, they sort of said that I wasn't going to be able to attend these sort of rehab clinics just for the state of the injury that I had. And since sort of getting home, I just sort of put my head down and got in contact with the guys up here in Queensland at Making Strides, and they opened me up with warm hands, and I've been up here since. I've done a 4-week stint about 2 months ago, and then turned around and come back up here for 6 weeks.
Literally warm hands. It's just a lot warmer up there.
Queenslanders have warm hands, notoriously.
It's just cold. Danny, can you talk to us about your injury? Like, so for those that, we have so many messages, throughout the time talking about you, doing the fundraising. What are you dealing with right now?
Yeah, so I suffered a C2 break in my spine, which, has left me a quadriplegic, and it's quite a high level of injury. And they sort of said initially that I would never regain any function or no movement at all, and which was pretty devastating at the time to hear that. But since being up here on the Gold Coast and doing all the rehab, I've actually started to regain some strength through my back and in my shoulders. And
wow.
just recently started getting like muscle contractions in my bicep, which is
Oh mate, that's unbelievable.
How do you feel? That's huge.
First when I saw the little flicker in my bicep, I was just in the shower and I looked down at my arm and I was like, oh, what's that? And then looked back again and I thought, that can't be right. Something must be moving in here. Yeah. And then did it again. And then, started crying. And
mate, that's unbelievable news. We go, I mean, if you can you share the process to how you got to where you are now? I mean, you've already just said, you got the flicker in the bicep, all these new things that you didn't think initially that you would ever get back to. Can you explain that process and how you got there?
Yeah, so it was pretty hard. Definitely mentally, I struggled a massive battle with obviously hearing the news when I was in Melbourne that nothing would ever happen and I wouldn't regain anything at all and I'd be stuck in a chair for the rest of my life. But I sort of just didn't want to listen to them and didn't want to take no for an answer, and just decided to chuck myself in the deep end and try and get as much as I can.
So can you talk to us, I guess, how that looks at the moment? So how long are you in the Gold Coast for? How does it work? I mean, is it every day? I mean, how long each day do you do it for?
Yeah, so I'm up here for 6 weeks this time, and it's 2 hours, 5 days a week, which is pretty intense. That just involves lots of range of movements, seated balance work, going up in a harness on a treadmill and walking again.
Wow. Which
felt so strange from laying down in a hospital bed for 6 months.
Yeah, wow. Honestly, it's incredible.
It must be so tough. Like, I mean, do you try and compare it to something? I know for those that don't know, how we sort of met you through Mitchie McPherson. I knew you knew his brother Tig quite well. You play for the Lauderdale Footy Club, for the Signet Footy Club. Do you start thinking like, hey, it's pre-season training, I'm training for footy. Like, do you try and think something like that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's sort of the things that got me through, obviously, having that background of football for my whole life, and having to do all the pre-season training, which is so hard. But it's just a different kind of hard, really. It's sort of a lot more mentally hard, just to try and get through the sessions. And, yeah, I'm just trying to get as much as possible out of each session that I do.
Absolutely. I mean, we go, speaking about footy, of course, you're in the Gold Coast at the moment. Please tell me you haven't converted to being a Suns supporter, have you?
I did go to one game, but, yeah, it was kind of a disaster. So, quarter time and haven't been back since.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, speaking of footy, I know, you know, big Jackie Rewalt's gotten around you, did the ride for Ryan. I know Thor and the, you know, he's done so much. I mean, he's been bugging us to do some sort of run with the Signet boys. I mean, the Laura boys have got around you. And then even, you know, all random Hobartians, random Tasmanians. I mean, how was that when you obviously had some really dark days and all these people were rallying around you? I mean, the platform's all, mate, this is our last day on Breakfast Radio, on Hobart Breakfast Radio. What do you want to say to those people?
Just want to say a massive thank you to everyone. There's, way too many people to thank individually, but they all know who they are. For making such generous donations, the messages that I received and the videos that I received while I was over in Melbourne, that definitely got me through all those dark days, just to see the messages and all the Tasmanian community, hearing all about what they were doing for me when I was in Melbourne. It was absolutely mind blowing. And once I got home back to Tassie, to see it all and people left me quite emotional, and to think that the whole of Tasmania just really got behind me, and the possible worst thing that's ever happened to me in my darkest days.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Wigo, you're an incredible bloke. You're doing some phenomenal things, and we thank you so much for wanting to come on the show and share your story. The final question I will leave you on, Wigo, is, I mean, obviously there's a long way to go, but you're heading in a phenomenal direction. What are you looking forward to, mate? What's on the horizon? What can we expect from Wigo?
Definitely a changed person. I was definitely in the mindset early days of not wanting to go out in public or see people or things like that. But I've just got a lot more drive now to want to get out into public. And since going to Making Strides up here in Queensland and seeing how much it's changed my life, I'm very driven to want to start something similar like that back in Hobart, just to give those people that who have something similar to myself or suffered a stroke or something like that, that they can get a second chance at life and don't have to travel around the States to get that treatment.
Oh, mate, that is unreal. And you can see why so many people want to help you, mate, because you're all about helping others as well.
Look, I'm not going to lie, it was Mitchie who was the first person to text me when I heard that awful news. And it's not a question, but I just want you to know there's you're just a great bloke. I know we were at Botanica one night and we're all there, what it's like. We're all carrying on. We're all having a laugh. But, you took the time to grab me, put your arm around me and say, Jim, how are you going? How's the mental health? And, a lot of people don't do that, mate. And, you're just a really good bloke. And it really broke my heart what has happened to you. But I know you're a fighter. I know you'll keep fighting. While it is our last day at Hobart Breakfast Radio, we're always here for you, mate. We'll be able to hang out. We'll do the show from the Gold Coast.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a reason now, don't we? Absolutely.
If you, if you ever need anything, Wigo, mate, we're always here.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate, both your support and, always being around me.
Good on you, Wigo. Round of applause. And I know your mum Annette's there as well. We love you too, Annette. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Thanks, Wigo. Thanks, Annette.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.